Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch, without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. In today's episode, I thought I'd give you a glimpse into the Hooked on Success podcast membership. So you're going to get to listen to one of our members-only episodes and see what's there waiting for you. So if you do want to know more about Hooked on Success, go to crochetbusinessschool.com/success and you can see how to join there and the three different tiers available to you. In theory, running a crochet business is really simple. You crochet, you sell. You crochet, you sell. That's the cycle. But getting into all the elements of it is where it becomes a lot more difficult. It's not as simple as it is sounds on the surface. One of the biggest difficulties is getting new eyes on your crochet. Finding those new people who will love the look of what you do and then eventually become buyers. How do you get new eyes on your business? There are several different ways to do this, but they all boil down into two categories. You either go and find your new customers yourself and you reach out to them, or you set things up so that your customers come find you. You put all the signals and markers out there so that they can find you. You can have both in your business, but one is a short-term
boost.
One is a long-term solution. And sometimes we need the short-term boost, but we also should be looking at the long-term solution as well, because there are pros and cons to both of these. I'm going to be talking about both of these methods over the next couple of episodes, but I thought I'd start off by just going through what this means and how it can make both work in tandem, but also why you need one more than the other. So you going out to find your customers, that's basically social media. Social media is a fantastic platform for growing your crochet business, but it requires you to go do all the work. You have to go and find your customers. They are not going to find you, because simply there is no way for someone to search social media if they don't know who you are. To find you on social media, people have to know either your name or your business name. They cannot search for that crossbody bag you've made. They cannot search for nursery decor. They have to know your name, whether it's business or your own name. They've got to know who they're searching for. So you can't get new eyes that way. You have to go find them. You have to go into other people's Facebook groups and start interacting. You have to get engagement on your own page so that you appear in more people's feeds. Social media is a fantastic platform, but it takes an awful lot of work. And as soon as you stop all that work, you don't appear in anyone's feeds anymore. It all just stops. Which means you've got to continuously go and do all this reaching out, do all this interaction, create all this engagement in order for people to see your crochet. It's not a long-term solution, because you can't take your foot off the gas without losing visibility. The long-term solution is customers being able to find you in search engines. Search engines like Google, Bing, Etsy, YouTube, Pinterest, all of these have search engines. You can go to their search, type in nursery decor, and then a whole list of things will come up for them, and they get to pick and choose who they go and view. That's the long-term solution, because if you get things set up, you will appear in those search results for years. And it means that you don't have to be doing all this outreach every single day. It gives you more time to then go and crochet, to look after the other elements of your business. But sometimes you do need that short-term boost, and getting found in search results takes time. It can take up to 6 months for you to start properly appearing in search results, because that's how much time it takes for all of the bots of those search engines to go and crawl your content and decide whether you're trustworthy and whether you do what you say you're going to do. Social media, where you go find your audience, it works really quick. So the search engine, the SEO, search engine optimization, which is what you need to do to get found in those results, it takes time to take effect. It takes time to learn how to optimize it. It takes time to learn the skill of it. But once you've done it, it's there forever. But you're going to have to take time to do that. Social media, where you go and find your audience, you can make that work within a week. Short-term boost versus long-term gain. Now, most businesses use both. I say most. Those businesses with a website, those businesses who work on third-party platforms like Etsy, Shopify, Amazon Handmade, they all center around search engines. But most businesses also use social media as well. Now, you can exist on social media without doing the other side of it, without going for the SEO. But it does require you to spend hours and hours on social media. Getting that engagement, putting yourself out there, creating the posts, going into other people's groups, it takes a lot of your time up. It takes a huge amount of your time up. Setting yourself up to be found in search engines, it gives you that time back. Once you've learned how to do it, it then becomes second nature. So, yes, you have to spend quite a bit of time learning how to do it in the first place, but once you know, it becomes much easier. And you get your time back to spend on other things. Social media is free. You don't have to pay to play. It's entirely free, but it does cost you your time. If you're going for the search engines and long-term solutions, many of these need you to have paid products to make them work properly. If you are going to have a blog, you need to pay for the website and the hosting. If you're going to be on YouTube, you're going to have a setup, you're going to have an editing platform. A lot of editors are cheap, but they still cost. If you're going to get found on Pinterest, you're likely going to need a scheduler, you're going to need Canva Pro. There is a cost involved. So while social media is completely free, getting yourself found in search engines, there's going to be a cost involved. Now that cost may be minimal, but there's still a cost. However, it gives you your time back. And so then you get into this problem of, how much is your time worth? Is it worth paying out the cost in order to get time back in other ways? And that's a decision many businesses have to make. And once you've been on social media for a while and realise just how much work it takes, many realise the benefits of that paid solution. There's only so many hours in the day that you have to spend on your business. And if you're spending half of that on social media, trying to find new customers, it quickly eats so much of your time. I would recommend every business has at least one method where they get found in search engines. Whether that's just having an Etsy shop, whether that's getting themselves on Pinterest, whether that's getting yourself on YouTube. Have a way to get found in search results, because that takes the pressure up. It means that customers can come and find you, and you don't have to spend so much time doing that legwork. You get to spend more time on your crochet. You get to spend more time in other elements of your business. It could even be that it just gives you more time and that you can work less hours to spend with your family. But if you have a short-term problem, a short-term cash flow issue, social media is the place to go. If you need to raise £1,000 within 2 weeks because of this unexpected car bill, SEO is not going to give you that short-term boost. For that, social media is the place to go. You can increase your sales very quickly with social media, which is going to be very difficult to do if you're just relying on getting found in search engines. You can raise your visibility very quickly using your social media platforms, not so with search engines, which is why both of them hand in hand work really, really well. You can rely on just one or the other, but you have to accept the downside of doing that. If you just use social media, you will be spending hours and hours every week reaching out, getting that engagement, and bringing that visibility. If you just rely on getting found in the search engines, then you lose the ability to solve these short-term cash flow issues. You cannot get a boost of income very quickly. The ideal solution is to use both in tandem. But if you are willing to accept the downsides, then you can just use one or the other, whichever suits you. And that's the beauty of having your own business. You get to decide. If you really do feel that one or the other is not for you, then you don't have to use them. It's not obligatory. You've got to pick one, though. You've got to get found by somebody. But it's entirely up to you. And if you decide to use both, it is entirely up to you where the balance lies, which you're going to rely on more than the other. When I first started my crochet business, I relied solely on social media, quickly burned out, realized it was a very difficult way for me. And these days, I rely more on the search engines. I still have social media, but I don't spend a huge amount of time there. I rely more on getting found in search engines, getting found on Google, Pinterest, and my blog, because that's what I prefer to do. I accept that I am sacrificing a short-term boost in order to have a business that suits me. Only you can decide which of these is the right way for you. Using both, using one, using the other, where does the balance lie if you do use both? That is entirely your choice. But the end result is, are you going to spend all that time going to find new customers? Or do you want to set things up so that customers can come find you? That decision is in your hands. In the next couple of episodes, I'm going to go more into each of these and how you go about doing it. But how you decide to use them is entirely in your hands. So if you are in our VIP group and have any questions, please do come to our Facebook group and ask away. Where I'll be talking more about how to optimize your social media profiles, how to get that engagement, where to go, where to find new people. In other episodes, I'll also be talking about SEO, what that means, how you do it, how you know that it's working for you, and how to combine these two methods so that you can use both to grow your business. So I shall see you in the next episode where we talk about the social media. Bye for now. So this episode is now available to my members in Hooked on Success membership, and surely they'll also be receiving the next episode on social media as well. We do have a VIP Facebook group where you can ask all the questions and get support you'll need on your own business. And if you do want to join us and see what's available, go to crochetbusinessschool.com/success or click the link in the show notes. If you have any questions about the podcast membership, do come to our Facebook community and I'll be more than happy to answer there. So thank you for listening. I hope that's given you a nice little insight, and I hope to see you inside Hooked on Success. Bye for now.